This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 190 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. This is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this episode, we are beginning our Liam Neeson month, the dad movies, if you will, the dad action. That's this month. And it's not just because Liam Neeson is old. It's because he makes the kind of movies that your dad goes into Best Buy and gets the DVD of. Right? The DVD, not the Blu-ray, not the 4K. He grabs the DVD of the latest Liam Neeson. So with that, we're going to watch four of his films, beginning with 2010 movie, The A-Team. Of course, based on an old 80s TV show, iconic theme song. You know, I know the theme song. I never even watched this show. And I know Mr. T was in it and some other guys. This is before my time. I didn't really grow up on 80s TV too much. Alex, one, did you watch this show? Two, when was the last time you watched this movie?
Well, okay, I'll answer your first question. Did I watch the TV show? The answer is absolutely didn't. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I love the A-Team TV show. I do want to pick it up on Blu-ray because I know they did come out with a brand new Blu-ray set of the entire films. I do own them on DVD, but I love the A-Team growing up. The bim, 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 bim. And they always save people. That's why I always loved it. With the black and red van, iconic, right? The movie, it's been ages since I've seen this movie. But I do catch it sometimes on TV, but from different point of views. And I do watch it. But in terms of full length from beginning to end, haven't seen it in a long time till today.
All right. Well, very good. So I haven't seen this movie since like 2010 or 11. It's been a long time. Mm-hmm. I've owned it and it's just been sitting there and sitting there. I remember really liking it at the theater. So this rewatch was a lot of fun. We'll see how it goes. I don't know. But what I will tell you is some Rotten Tomato scores. Really quick. This, of course, this is funny. Now, this feels like some action movie scores right here because the critics gave this a 48%, or only 48% of critics enjoyed it. Not very great reviews. Audiences are a bit higher at 66%. So it is fresh on one side. It is rotten on the other side. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. We're going to throw that out the window. Of course, when I host Alex, you get to go first now. Liam Neeson is the leader of the team, but really this is a team movie.
Ensemble.
So we're going to score the ensemble here. They're dynamic, how they all work together for the lead characters. Alex, take it away.
Oh, I'm giving them a 5. I'm not going to lie to you. No. Like, I would have gave it a low score, but when you, like, for Liam Neeson himself as Hannibal Smith, he is a 5.
Yeah.
He is the leader of that group. I loved it. Bradley Cooper as Face felt like Face. You're like, yo, this dude is good. And this is before his prime.
This is before he like really blew up, became like A-list.
Yeah, he shot up. Yeah, from like Rocket and the other Star is Born movie. Yeah. Like this dude was nobody, right? But he was good. I was like, this dude was good as thing. My man, the dude from, I don't watch Cooley? MMA. I know you do.
Oh, huh? Quentin Rampage Jackson?
Yeah, he's an MMA
guy. He's an MMA fighter.
As B.A. Baracus. Yeah. I was a little, but then he grew on me. I said, you know what? I said, I pity the fool because he was really good. I was like, he was really good. Now, the dude that plays Murdoch.
Charlto Copley from District 9.
Yeah, he was Murdoch. I liked him. He is funny as hell. And I love the scene when he's like, hey, doctor, can you please help a wounded soldier? And he was like, oh, yeah. And he's
putting a bolt. Like,
yeah. He goes, hey, patient. And he was like, what? And then he was like, patient? And then he looked on the BA. He said, you asked him for a bolt. He was like, oh, I'm going to kill this fool.
Yeah, that was funny.
But the thing is, like, the banter between them felt like the A-Team. I know a lot of people have problems with it. It is what it is. I'm looking at it as a modern take of this movie with new actors sitting behind those seats. Yeah. And I enjoyed it. I loved them together. They were funny. When they were in the helicopter and B.A. was like, I'm not getting in a helicopter. But my favorite scene, he goes, I did 250 shoots out of a plane and I get on one airplane with you and I can't get on the plane ever again. Yeah. And I loved it. I was like, yes. I was like, this is cool. You can see the brotherhood grow with each other, regardless of how crazy Murdoch is. Especially, he goes, "Oh, you want that secret sauce?" And it was antifreeze. That
was He's like, "It's only partial paralysis."
Yeah. Like, he goes, "It's okay." Like, I love that. Or when BA was good, like, they tricked him and he's behind the canister and he goes, "Oh, I know how to talk to him." He goes, "Hey, you want me to make that coconut thing?" And he goes, "Do you have it with the
bread?" The toast points.
Yeah, the crispy critters.
Like, yeah, with toast points. We can't use regular bread. And then he comes out.
Yeah, he goes, "What's wrong with you?" He goes, "I know how to do it." And he goes, "Okay." And he opens the door. He goes, "You see?" He had to talk to him. Yeah. That's still funny. Anyway, I gave it a 5. I think they were
good. All right, so this is good. This is going to be a good review because you love the show and I've never seen an episode. So I have no comparisons. So you guys are going to get the review of someone who watched and loved the show and watched this movie and someone who never saw the show and watched this movie. And with that, I gave him a 5. So, you know, here's what I like. I love all the casting. I have no idea. Okay, I know Mr. T. Mr. T is Mr. T. I think B.A. Baracus is just Mr. T. And I know how he is. And so as far as that's the only one I could compare. Rampage Jackson, I do like MMA. I did like him growing up. He was an awesome fighter. Awesome. Like, he used to slam people and knock them out just with slams. So he was a beast. But the thing is, he has a lot of charisma. He always felt like a WWE wrestler who did real life fighting. So he actually wasn't a bad choice for the role because, one, he got the look. He's big, he's strong, he's physical. Two, he can do the action scenes because he's an actual fighter. You know, he's physically gifted. And three, he got charisma. Now, I will say, he's still the worst of the four of them because he's not a trained actor. But I thought he had enough where he fit in with the group. I don't really have a problem with him. Charlton Copley's hilarious in this movie. I love him. Murdoch is like weird as heck, but he's really funny. Bradley Cooper, also really good. You could tell he's the ladies man when he's in the jail and he has all this stuff. He wants to build a jacuzzi and a sun deck and he's just like knocking down the walls, just gets whatever he wants. And then of course Liam Neeson, now he's the reason we're here, and he feels like a leader. He's the oldest, he's the grizzled older guy. When they're in the court, he's like, don't try them, and they're all like, "No, we don't want to go anyway," but he tries to stick up for his guys. He's the one who comes up with the plans. He loves it when the plan comes together, all that crap. I thought Liam Neeson was a perfect fit here. This is like right when he was in his renaissance of like action movies, pretty much. Like, this is after Taken, when he's doing all these kind of movies, and he fits the role. I thought he was really, really great in it. So, and I love their camaraderie. I think you nailed it. They have little fights and bickering, but you could tell they have a friendship and a love for each other that they, you know, that you can get away with that kind of stuff. You know, everyone fights with their brothers, but that's your brother at the end of the day. So I love it. I do think it's stupid how they met him. Yeah. Like, he pulls him over in the middle of the desert. And he's like, "Oh, you also have a ranger tattoo on your arm." Like, I was like, okay, that's kind of stupid. Yeah. But
coincidence.
That's the kind of stuff I hate. That's the kind of stuff I hate. Like,
yeah, I know. Oh, I know that stuff. Oh, yeah.
You're a ranger. All right. Well, now we're best friends. Okay. Sure. He shot him. He stole his car. Whatever. But I did like their camaraderie.
Remember when they falling off the tank and BA wakes up? Yeah. Right. And he goes, "Are we still flying?" And he goes, "No, the plane blew up and we're still falling." Yeah. And he's like, "What?" He goes, "Technically, we're not flying."
Yeah. He's like, "We're not flying. Like, we're falling." He's like, "Oh my God." He's so mad. Yeah. So I like their camaraderie. I thought it was great. I gave him the 5. All right. Now, main villain. This is, well, Patrick Wilson ends up being the ultimate main villain.
Finch.
Yeah. So go ahead.
I gave him a 4.
Ooh. Okay.
He was good. He was really good. He was the, he was like a, but you know, it's funny. Patrick Wilson's done a lot of stuff. We know him from the Conjuring films, like in the Insidious films. I hope I got it right.
Yeah, he's in
both. He was Insidious.
Yeah, he's in both.
Yeah. He was in both. Aquaman as the brother, Ocean Master. He's been in like other big franchises. Great actor. I like him a lot. He's really good.
Huh? He's in Watchmen. He's the night owl.
Yes, Watchmen. Yeah. That's right. The night owl dude. Yeah. He's so good. In this movie, he's a typical villain. It's not like he's like this grand scheme because, again, he's a CIA agent. So he's like pretty much the head of, he's just doing like coercing behind because they're going after these money print things. And again, that's one of the plots. It's like a big twist. And the plot is very big in this movie. It's not like a simple plot. It's a lot to do with money and all this. But in terms of Patrick Wilson, you have him and then you got Pike. Remember the guy Pike that turned on them? Then you had the general that turned on them too. So for me, with Patrick Wilson, I gave him the 4 because you had other villains that were highlighting also in the movie, like the general, you know, they felt betrayed by the general. And then, of course, Pike, which my man B.A. destroyed him with one fight. Yeah. I was like, it was over. My man slammed him and broke his neck, and I loved it. I was like,
real life. They'd be slamming people. Yeah. I mean, don't break their necks, but
I love them out. Yeah, no, it was actually really cool. Yeah. But in terms of Patrick Wilson, again, he was really good. And we didn't hit on Jessica Biel because she was a character also that she was really good.
She was good in this.
She was good. And in the A-Team, they did get a female character. I just forgot her name. And she joined the group. So I guess if they did a part two, she would have joined the A-Team also. I believe they would have.
Okay.
But anyway, Patrick Wilson was good. I thought he was a good villain for this movie, so I gave him a 4.
Okay, so here's where we're going to go like this. We're going to go in opposite directions here. I don't really like him. Now, I like Patrick Wilson.
Yeah.
I think he's a good actor. And I like him in this. I thought he was really good. What I didn't like was kind of what you touched on. Like, there's too many villains. And Pike was, so physically speaking, Pike's the best villain of the three. Like, he... Yeah. Fighting with them, shooting at them, trying to kill them. I do love the part in the car where the guy's trying to put on the silencer. And he's like, I have one last wish. Don't let this guy shoot me. Because he can't even put the, like, he can't put the thing on the, you know, like, yeah. I thought Pike, if Pike had ultimately was the big villain and had more screen time, I would have loved him. But because he's off screen, like, he's just in a bunch of photos. He blows up the thing and, like, walks away like a cool bad guy. He does the action stuff. Patrick Wilson doesn't really do the action stuff because, like you said, he's a CIA agent, kind of stumbled into this whole thing with the plates to print money, basically, you know, gets his way in, wants to be part of this deal with the general. And he's a little weaselly. He's not my favorite kind of villain. So I'm a lot lower than you on the villains. I think it's the weakest part of the movie for me. I gave him a 2.
Okay.
I wasn't crazy about him. As a whole unit, they're okay. But, like, the general comes in too late. Like, it's like, pretty far on by the time you even figure out that guy is the general from earlier, you know? Either way, the weak point for me, but you enjoyed it. 4 for you, 2 for me. Okay, action.
This movie got action. You cannot tell me this movie did not have action. This thing had action galore.
Yeah.
Yes, this was the act. That's A for action team. That's right. That's what the A stands for the A team. Because you know what? Was it cheesy action? Because, you know, when you watch movies like this, they have some cheesy action. Yeah. There was no cheesy action in this. Unless you say the freight at the end.
The tank.
Maybe CGI. Yeah, the tank. Maybe. But honestly, throughout the movie, I didn't feel like the action was cheesy. It was actually really legit sequences. And I was like, this was actually cool. When they stole the freight, the cargo with the airbags, I thought that was actually really cool. Him going under the truck. When B.A., when Hannibal was going down the building and then B.A. lost the case and then he swung into the thing. He was like, B.A., you go. And then he jumped down the side of the building and my man shooting
in Germany.
I thought that whole sequence. Yeah, that sequence was awesome. Them all breaking out was cool, too. Especially Murdoch getting broken out with the 3D glasses. He was like, movie.
Oh, yeah. And then you're the greatest movie. And then it comes busting in.
Yeah. I think with the 18 music, which was actually was pretty cool nod. So to be really honest with you, were there memorable movie shots? No. Even the I know a lot of people are going to be like, yeah, but the scene in the air was kind of corny. I kind of liked it. Them in the tank floating in the air and they're like, shooting to the direction of where they're gonna land. But even that whole scene with the planes and the drone was really cool. And even the scene that they went into the helicopter was really cool in the beginning when Murdoch was flying the helicopter. Yeah,
when they first bringing him out at the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that sequence was cool. He goes, oh my God, I never did a spinning thing. And they were like, this dude is crazy. And he's doing the spinning. And I honestly like the action. It's not the action that you get from the 18. Of course, some of it does when they were planning and everything. But this is more movie-esque. Big bang for your buck, A-Team film. I thought they nailed it. I gave it a 5. I thought this was a great action sequence of a film.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's a lot. I have a different score, but I agree. There's a lot of action. A ton. There's two scenes that knocked it down for me. One, I love the Germany scene on the building. When they're running down the building. Yeah. I love that whole sequence. I love when they get in the car. I love when Pike is like running. It's almost like behind him and he's running, shooting the walls and like running through the glass. And great. That's a great action scene. I do like the one with the helicopter. The first one with the helicopter. I do like that one. When they're like, we're over American soil. And then the jet like comes and blows them up. And I like that. That was great. I thought it was hilarious when the thing falls on the van and like Quentin, like Rampage Jackson, like freaks out. Hilarious. I like that they added some humor to the action. Makes it fun. This movie's a ton of fun. No matter what I say, if I have negatives, it's a ton of fun, which is good. But the two scenes that bring it down for me, the tank scene is so stupid. And I get it.
Really?
I hate it. I hate it. It would never happen. None. That's impossible. I mean, I get it's a movie, but I'm just saying, even still, even for a movie, first of all, they're not even reloading that gun. It's just shooting 1,000 bullets out of this tank. They're humongous. You can't even fit that many in that tube at one time, but they're just popping off shots. And then like, I just don't think that that's how it works. Like if you shoot that gun, it's just going to scoot sideways, like, you know, and then they point it down and it's going to like bump them up. Like it, that's not how gravity works. So that scene is everything before, like the CGI on the scenes before that is horrible. Like when they're in the plane, it looks really bad. It's the only thing in this movie that looks horrible to me. I thought the rest looked pretty good. Even when Bradley Cooper gets, I did like when they're falling in the tank and he gets on the gun and he's shooting at the drones. That was cool. It's when the tank, when they're like trying to fly the tank, I'm just like, it took me out of it. It's a little too over the top, even for me. I do like the finale though. I thought it was fun. It was big. It's loud. I gave it a 4. I'm not saying it's like terrible. I just had a couple things that didn't work as well for me. So I marked off 1 point, but it's still a ton of action. Like if you're an action movie fan, you will not be like disappointed with this movie's action at all. Okay, storyline.
All right, so here I bring it down a notch. This is, I gave it a 3. I thought it was a good storyline. I don't think it's the best storyline. I think they could have took one of the storylines from the show and adapted it. But again, I think they were looking for a sequel out of this because this is the first movie they show how they got together, how all this stuff happens. And I think they were planning for a sequel that never happened. Yeah. I mean, because Bradley Cooper shot up into superstardom, and I don't think they were going to get him back.
Right.
And then the guy who played B.A. didn't want to come back, even if they did want to do it again. So, to be honest with you, it was a shame, because I did enjoy them as a group, and I wish they did at least a trilogy with the A-Team, but we didn't get that. In storyline, I liked it. It was good. I just thought it was way too much going on in this film. You got them going for the plates for the money. That was one plot. Then you got Finch's plot to use them, but then he's using the general. Then you had the general storyline. Then you got Pike's storyline. Then you had Jessica Biel's storyline. Yeah. And then the government had their own agenda because they wanted them to go back to prison. So they were fugitives. So that was another plot point. So you had like 6 plot points in a movie within the 2 hour and 10 mark, I believe. Even the extended cut went up to like 220. It did not work for me as much, but I thought it was good. It was entertaining. I'm going to be really honest with you. Just because I'm saying all this negative stuff, it's not. It's a very entertaining. And I think what sold it were the guys. Murdoch being crazy, it's so fucking hilarious because even when he's on the guitar and they're singing made up words, and he's like, "Does Diablo mean devil?" He goes, "Yeah, man, I was kind of low."
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, "Oh,
that was funny."
Did they call her the devil? Right? Yeah. Like, yeah. Man. And then when he saw her through the he saw her through the curtain, he was like, "Oh, the devil lady."
Yeah. That was funny.
And then he went when he went on the chair.
Oh, yeah, when they went to the hospital. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I think the guys took this simple, basic film script and they elevated it with each character's charisma, brought it to life for me. I gave it a 3. I thought it was a good.
I honestly couldn't really say it better myself. I gave it a 3 as well. It's way too convoluted. Like there's way too much stuff going on for this kind of movie. And yeah, the version we watched is 2 hours and 13 minutes. And that's way too long for this kind of movie. 1 hour 45 tops, honestly. Show them build the team. You had the nice little prologue where they're putting where they meet up, basically. And then just go into it. Like there's too many storylines. And then like halfway through the movie, it seems like the movie ends with the whole death of the general. And then the way the montage is cut, it's kind of weird. Then they go to jail. Then it's like a whole second movie after that. So it's almost like two movies mashed into one. And it doesn't always work. That being said, again, what does work is the camaraderie between the guys. Some of the not all the storylines are bad. There's just too many of them for one movie. Like they could have cut 2 or 3 and this would have been way more streamlined, would have been higher, but I gave it a 3 as well. So I'm right there with you. I think you hit the nail on the head. Okay. Overall,
I think this is where I think me and you're going to be. Maybe, I don't know, but I gave this movie a 4. Mm. I think this movie is great. I think it still holds up. To be really honest with you, I've seen this. I don't know how long it's been since I've seen it. But putting it back on, I'm like, yo, this movie still holds up for me. The camaraderie, the jokes, they all land. It's not like they don't. You go, oh, man, this is kind of cheesy. This doesn't hold up no more. Yeah. It does. Like, some of these jokes still hold up. Then you're like, holy crap. If you're an 18 fan, you would love this movie. I don't want to hear, like, no one go, oh, this is horrible, 18. No, this is exactly an 18 movie come to life. Like, I don't want to hear it. I think in terms of the music score was a little iffy here for me. I didn't like it much. It was Alan Silvestri, yeah. Whatever his name is.
Alan Silvestri. Yeah, yeah. for a this, you know, kind of movie, very kind of basic.
This is the second movie that we did with him. Yeah. That's not
what's
a
going
good
on with him?
With the Pink Panther.
Yeah, what's going on with 06? Him? Something's up. These were not his best.
Yeah, yeah. But in terms of the action, you're getting a great action-packed movie. You're getting great actors across the board with everything. Honestly, I wish this movie got a 4K. I hope we get a 4K 18 movie.
Yeah.
To be really honest with you, I hope it does, because I would love to own this movie on 4K. But anyway, that's just me. I gave it a 4 for great overall, Nate.
Okay, so for me, yeah, you know, we're not that far off, actually. We're not that far off. I did think that the movie was here's what bails it out for me. Even though there's too much storylines, and even though there's some crap CGI, and even though the villains are weak, as I stated, this movie is super fun, very entertaining. At the end of the day, when you have a movie like this, entertainment value can trump certain other things. It can make me overlook things I didn't love because I was having a really good time watching it. It does look great. Right. Joe Carnahan directed this. He's done a couple of movies that I like. He did Smokin' Aces. He recently did the movie Boss Level on Hulu, if you've seen that, with Frank Grillo and Mel Gibson. He makes good kind of R-rated. Well, this one's PG-13, but it could have been R-rated. They edited a couple of those F-words at the beginning. But he makes good, like, adult action movies, pretty much. You know what I mean? I don't mean adult action, like XXX. I mean, like, action for grownups. You know, not PG-13 kiddie stuff. So I like Joe Carnahan, and he's in the movie, by the way. He's the guy who, when they're going to the hospital, Liam Neeson goes and talks to this guy with glasses. That's Joe Carnahan. He's the director.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So he gave himself a little role in the movie. But you could tell he's probably a fan of the A-Team and really wanted to make this. So I don't fault him at all. I don't think he did necessarily anything particularly wrong. He was one of the co-writers as well. It has good direction. It has a really great cast. Again, Liam Neeson, Bradley Cooper, Charlton Copley, Jessica Biel is not the greatest actress, but she's really good in this. And then you do have Patrick Wilson, who is a really good actor. And so you have a nice cast, tons of good jokes, funny. Like, it's genuinely funny. Their banter is funny. I also gave it a 4. I like the movie. I have some nitpicks and I have some gripes. But I mean, I think it's a blast, even though I don't watch it very often. Every time, this is like, I think the third time I've seen it, I like it every time I watch it. So I do wish they did a sequel. It had to have happened like right after, but I don't know how this did financially. So I'm assuming not great because they didn't make the sequel. But anyway, I liked it. I gave it a 4 as well. What's your total points?
My total point is a 21.
All right, I'm at an 18. That's mostly because the villains didn't do it for me. But 18 out of 25 for me, 21 out of 25 for you. So yeah, the A-Team, not a bad start to Liam Neeson month.
You know what's crazy, bro? They made their money back.
They did?
Triple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the movie was 25. I'm sorry. No. It was 110 million budget.
Okay.
The movie worldwide made 177.
No. With marketing and everything, they probably came in under. So they probably lost money.
Yeah.
Which makes sense why they didn't make another one. But I thought it was entertaining as heck. And, you know, I did post a picture of this on Instagram. I post every week what we're going to watch. And one of my buddies was just like, I love that movie. I wish they did a sequel. And I feel like there's a lot of people who do like it. They're fans of it. But it's just a one-off. And sometimes it's good to just have a one-off movie. You know what I mean? So with that being said, next week, what to look forward to? We're wrapping up Spider-Man with Spider-Man No Way Home and a bonus episode that will be dropping shortly after of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. So that should be a lot of fun. And then, of course, continuing with Liam Neeson month. And I don't know if you've seen this movie. We're going with a little movie called Unknown. You ever seen Unknown?
Well, starting from here on, I never seen none of these films.
Okay.
So these are all first-time watches.
Yeah. Unknown. Directed by, what's this guy's name? It's like Jaume Calet-Serra. He's done like 4 Liam Neeson movies. Like, they did this one, Nonstop, The Commuter. He's directing Black Adam, which is coming out soon. So he's moving up in the world. He's now working with The Rock. He did Jungle Cruise and now Black Adam. But he used to work with Liam Neeson. That used to be his guy. So this was like one of their first collabs. So we're going to be reviewing that. So keep an eye out for that as well.
Yeah, if you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Think Action Movie Guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks or go to the actual official website, www.geeksandflicks.com. Other than that, that is your
host. I'm NateFlix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.